بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The Shah, composed by our beloved Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Awak, the Brazil Dora, the Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtasab, Nabur Allah Makadahu. The title is Ah Jodil Tere Gham Ka Hamil Nahi.
دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں، اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو، جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو، ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں، ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں، ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل، غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل، تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں، تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں، تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں، آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں، آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں، کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں، کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں، کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں. کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگ دہل، کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگ دہل، بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں، بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں، بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، یہ کرم آپ کا، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں، اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں. ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This great poem of our Sheikh, and rendered so beautifully by Bhai Jaz, Ah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. What a pity on that heart that hasn't got the love of Allah Ta'ala. It is not to find fault in that person, to be sorry about that person, that he hasn't found the love of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has made wadiyat, placed in trust in every person, every human being, the ma'rifat of Allah, Allah's recognition, and from there, naturally, the love of Allah that develops from there. When in alam-e-arwah, we were still in the realm of the souls, where there were only souls, there was no body to nourish, sustain, there were no shops, there were no factories, there were no farms, nothing. Allah presented Himself to all and asked, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your creator, your nourisher, your sustainer? We must think of these words properly. Rabb, who is the creator, who is the nourisher, sustainer, the one that we are going to return to. Every person, whether he came in this world and now is a Muslim, a non-Muslim, a atheist or whoever, all said Bala, undoubtedly, O Allah, you are our Rabb. So Allah put in our very substance, in our essence, is ma'rifat. Allah gave us the capital and then send us in the world. Every Nabi came to teach the same. The Quran starts with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And the Quran really ends with Qul Huwallahu Ahad, which is all the ma'rifat and the tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. And yet a person hasn't found the love of Allah. He hasn't recognized Allah. What a pity on that heart. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. That person hasn't got the enjoyment of either this world or even the year after. Even if he gets Jannah, the real enjoyment of Jannah he will be deprived of if in this world he did not get Allah's ma'rifat. So the closeness of Allah, he will be deprived of it. Allah's special majlis and Allah's special didar, where Allah will show himself, that person will be deprived of who did not find Allah Ta'ala in this world. And to the extent that a person found Allah, so much there he will be closer to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Who is that person that hasn't got the enjoyment of either this world or the year after? It is that person who hasn't got the pain of the love of Allah. Not only the love of Allah, but the pain of the love of Allah. Like for example, your child is gone somewhere and you are concerned. Young boy, he took the car. All the time that pain is in you. I hope he comes safe. He doesn't make an accident. He doesn't get hijacked. All the time you have got that pain. That is, love causes that pain. Somebody else is gone. The neighbor's child, he greeted you, I'm going. You hardly think about it. Because you haven't got that love. But your own child, you are all the time, you have got that pain in your heart. So that pain is needed. Not only that Allah is there, but the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And love, true love, has got lot of pain in it. So that person who hasn't, not only not, he hasn't got the love, he hasn't got the pain of the love of Allah, he doesn't know the enjoyment of this dunya and akhirat. And those people who think enjoyment is in motor cars, gardens, houses, a woman, all those things, you can't even think what they know. They know nothing. Those who are in deen, and who haven't got the love of Allah. Those who have got the love of Allah, but they haven't got that pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala, they also don't get the full enjoyment, neither of this world, and neither of the after, of the akhirat. We find our buzurgs, that what a simple life, and the more you get this pain, the more simple your life becomes. So you have just a simple little hut or something, your food is simple, your clothing become, the more you come closer to Allah, the more you get simplicity. So, enjoyment is not in material things. And in that simplicity, that love you get from Allah Ta'ala, you can't imagine what that love is. So, a person mustn't be fooled and think this material things. There is absolute. The more you'll get the love of Allah, one person went to Khanqa for Islah, and at the beginning, he was in a different world, thinking of his smart clothes and everything particular about this and that. The Sheikh looked at him and told him, let him stay for a few days and then he will come right. And within a few days, the tarbiyat of the Sheikh, then he came down to complete simplicity. Now not worried about his clothes, whether his buttons are fastened, when he's eating, food is falling on his clothes. But one time, he couldn't tolerate one spot. Now all these things don't even matter. It doesn't mean you must stay dirty and that. But the more you will get attached to Allah, the more these things will go out of you. And that also our buzurgs have said is a sign for a person for himself to evaluate himself. How much am I close to Allah? The less this dunya's things matter to him, it's a sign that he is more closer to Allah. And if he's still so conscious about this material things, he's still far from Allah Ta'ala. And just to make claims is easy, that I'm a great lover, or to think like that, and to even say, no, I'm nowhere still. But deep down, shaitan, you know, you a big puzur. But you say no, and that also you say no, I'm not, because you want more, the people must say, no, you're a big puzur. So that person, who hasn't got the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, and whom Allah has given that pain, it's not your achievement. It's nothing from your side. Allah put it in your heart. And that, oh Allah, you chose me for your love. You chose my heart for your love, and for the pain of your love to be always concerned and worried about you. Warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. Reality is, we were not fit in the least, but that we could have that love of Allah, that we could have that pain of the love of Allah, to have Islam, to have Iman, to have Tawheed, and more than all that, to have the love of Allah and the pain of the love of Allah. This was, we were not fit for it at all. It was solely Allah's kindness and His special favors, graces, fazal. Fazal means what we call bansela, that you, for nothing you get something. That all that Allah gave is only out of His kindness. Sohbate ehle dil jisne paayi na ho. A person who did not get the company of ehle dil, the people who have got living hearts. But everyone has got a living heart, but means that love filled with the love of Allah. A person who hasn't found the company of such people. And company, it does not only mean to come and sit by the person, but your heart is attached to that person. You totally surrender to that person. That is that company. Otherwise, everyone, Abu Jahl was also in outwardly in the company. He was in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He should meet with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talib, everyone else also. But that is not called company. Company is what Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what he used to say, that the greatest thing that I love, al-julusu bayna yadayk, to sit in front of you, one nazru ila wajhik, and to look at your face, wa infaqu mali alayk, and to spend my money on you. That is what is called sohbat. That is what is called company. That a person totally surrenders himself. That it is that which Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayhi, though he did not become a sahabi, but he had reached that level that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. Who is Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala? That when you meet him, which was a sign that you will meet him, and ask him to make dua for you and for the ummah. What must be his position, that Allah's Nabi is saying that you must ask him to make dua for you, for Sayyidina Umar, and to make dua for... This is that sohbat. Though he was not present there, but that love, that total. So this, those people who got this of Ahlullah, that connection with Ahlullah, they have received something. And those who haven't got that, just outwardly, just for show, and just to make oneself happy to say some words of love also, but in the heart we don't surrender at all. That person, uska gham nahi, uska dil nahi. He's got words of the pain of the love of Allah. He's got a love of the love of Allah, but it isn't still what it is supposed to be. He hasn't got that pain still. So this that a person has to get, and this we have to make dua for it and make effort for it also. And this person who, and today Allah has kept the sunnah alive till the day of Qiyamah, with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then with all mashaykh, those of his, of the murids who surrender themselves to on the shaykh like this. Any murid, any shaykh, but this relationship of murid and shaykh, that person will get this love of Allah. And then what to say of his life, what enjoyment he gets. Also we can check ourselves, that are we finding that enjoyment? If we are not, it means we haven't still got that love of the shaykh, to surrender to the shaykh. Many of us, what Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi also, what a shaykh. But how many of us, we didn't get what we are supposed to take. We went for da'wats with Hazrat Hakim Sahib. We went for safar, for enjoyment with Hazrat Hakim Sahib. But what we had to take, that we didn't take. So that is what is required. That heart's connection. That total surrender. Totally. That is when a person gets this. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho. Wherever we don't get your love, O Allah. And this all really refers to deeni things. Darul Uloom, Tabligh Jamaat, even a khanqa. How many khanqas? Any work of deen also. But in that, Guna thinks out of the question. Nightclubs and all other filthy, dirty places, that's right out. But Deeni thinks. But you're not getting that closeness of Allah. You're not getting attached to Allah Ta'ala. You are in that masjid, you are in the Darul Uloom, you are in the Khanqa, you are in Tabligh, everything, but you're not getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. Ho ke manzil bhi, wo meri manzil nahi. Though it is a station on the way to Allah, but that's not my station. I'm not going to get off here. My station, I'll go through Tabligh to reach Allah. I'll go through the Khanqa, I won't stop in the Khanqa to reach Allah Ta'ala. I'll go through the Darul Uloom and become a Hafiz, become a Alim, a Mufti, everything. But I won't stop there. I have to reach Allah Ta'ala. And of course, you can't reach Allah through the other ways of haram. Nightclubs, brothels, and bars, and all. That is out of the question. In Deeni things, and how many people are just stuck where they are. So that is a station you have to pass. You can't reach Allah Ta'ala without the ilm, becoming an alim, etc. You can't reach Allah Ta'ala without going through the khanqa, without doing work of tabligh. All these things of deen are there. They are stations to reach to Allah. But don't get off at the wrong station. Carry on with your journey and reach your final destination, which is Allah Ta'ala. Your object of your life is the pleasure of Allah. And that is where you have to reach. Even, for example, namaz is not the object. The greatest ibadat is namaz. But the clear law of Sharia, if you are making namaz and you see somebody, a blind person, is going to fall in a hole, for us for you to break your namaz, even if you're the imam, and to go and help that person. So that namaz also is not the object of your life. The pleasure of Allah is there. Yet every time see what I'm doing, is Allah's pleasure in this or not? That is what we have to see. Not just look at that one thing that we want to do, and we are breaking, violating so many other laws of Allah. And we are happy that I'm doing this one thing, and I'm making Allah happy. But we are breaking so many other laws of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to see that our object must be to please Allah Ta'ala. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل. Any person who connects his heart to anything which is besides Allah Ta'ala. Even halal and jais things. If you made your business is 100% halal, you're doing proper business, no haram in your business, but to put your heart in that business. Your wife is 100% your wife, she's halal for you, but to give her your heart. Not only do you have love for her, you speak with her, you make love to her, everything is it, but to give your heart to her. Any person who gives his heart to anything besides Allah. Haram again is out of the question. Halal things where you give your heart to that. To halal things. A person who gives his heart to anything besides Allah. You make your business your object in your life. You make a hobby the object of your life. You make sports your object of your life. Anything you do. Teri ulfat ke gham ko wa hamil nahi. It's a clear sign that person hasn't got the love of Allah Ta'ala. That person, he hasn't found Allah in the least, but because Allah's love, the minute you get it, you can't, it just pulls you more and more towards it. Your heart won't be in anything else. You'll be just in Allah. And we have to check ourselves. It's nice to say we go khanqa, we learn and we get the love of Allah. But one namaz, we must see whether in namaz, in the masjid, with jamaat, is our heart attached to Allah. Or are we in our business? We say, I got nothing to do with my business. Business finished. I'm retired. But in masjid, in jamaat namaz, in sajda, your heart is not with Allah Ta'ala. So just to make a claim, no, we mustn't fool ourselves. When our heart, when you are eating, our buzurgs, I was mentioning, I didn't carry on. Simple food they used to eat. Dar, bhaji, etc. Very simple food. Coarse roti, or bajra, which is made of barley, which is not so easy to eat. And one lukma, one sip of water. Ya Allah, ya shukr. What a ni'mat. And what is this really? The kafir also, animal also drinks that water. But this person who has found Allah, and he takes it now, there is a gift from Allah, directly for me. Every drop of water, every grain of rice, morsel of food, Musawwamatan, your name is destined for you. And Allah sent it for you. And in this whole big world, what and what is not carrying on? How many businesses, factories, trucks, what different business? And everyone, I have to do my work. Allah put the carrot in front for your money. But it's actually Allah is seeing so that everyone's needs get fulfilled. Somebody is making whatever, a small thing of a machine. Without that one small thing, that machine is not done. That machine, that company who is assembling it, big company, and those people making that one small rubber part, a small little thing, they are dependent on them. Without getting that rubber part from them, their machine is incomplete. All this Allah is doing in this whole world to see the needs of each and every person. We can't imagine what can parents do for their children. What can the head of an institute do for his people under him? Nobody can do what Allah is doing for Muslims and non-Muslims, for animals and for human beings, for man and jinn. Allah is seeing to the needs, and it's impossible to understand how Allah is doing this. So that is that a person who has got this, if we are attached to anything else besides Allah, then we haven't still found the love of Allah. We are making tilawat, and that also, how many of us make our tilawat? And in that tilawat, where are our thoughts also? How many of us are regular with our zikr? And in our zikr, no concentration also, no thought of Allah Ta'ala, but we make ourselves happy, we go khanka, we got the love of Allah. What other people know what is the love of Allah? Poor people are deprived. That's pride also in a person. So to get this, that true love of Allah Ta'ala, aapka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi. When this reality dawns in a person, oh Allah, I'm only yours. And you are pressed in under mountains of Allah's ni'mats. If you are thinking of Allah's ni'mats, ya Allah, how you favored me. Today I'm 45 years of age. 45 years, how you made my life pass. Otherwise, you think of those split seconds when you could have been killed in an accident. When somebody was about to shoot you. When somebody was fighting with you and he was so, he wanted to do whatever he could do with you. You did such dirty acts, and how Allah saved your respect. Allah didn't expose you. How, oh Allah, my 45, 50 years of my life, how you have brought it safely. This one day of mine, this one night of mine, oh Allah, I could get brain hemorrhage. I could have become blind. I could have got cataract. I could have got a heart problem. I could have died of a heart. And we hear all the time this is happening. In an accident, whole family involved. I could be involved in that. Anything could happen, oh Allah. You are pressed under the mountains and mountains, heavy big mountains of Allah's ni'mat, and you realize yourself, I've become nothing. And not only that, you are pressed with all this, you are sandwiched on the other side with all your sins. Mountains of sins you have got, but Allah has sent mountains of His ni'mat, and you are in between. Then you think of Allah. Then you will say, aapka hoon main bas aur kisi ka, oh Allah, in spite of all my dirt and my filth and a human being so weak who can't do anything for himself, nothing we can do, we are fooled that I can do this, I save myself from this sins, I do that. Insan can do absolutely nothing. You are being saved of sin. We who are sitting here now in the masjid, it's solely Allah's rahmat. Otherwise, Allah can now pick up somebody and take him to some guna. Easily, for Allah, it is not difficult. He'll just put it in your heart. You get one message on your phone, and you make some excuse also, and you try and bluff the sheikh also. This work came out. No, what work? You something? It's all in Allah's hand. So Allah's rahmat is unlimited, untold, and a person is being under the mountains of this rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Koi layla nahi, koi mahmil nahi. That, oh Allah, I'm yours, I don't belong to any woman. Even my jai's wife, I love her, I enjoy with her, she fulfills my rights, I fulfill her rights, but my life is not for her. My life is for you, oh Allah. And haram women are out of the question. How many people there are who are outwardly so pious, but their own wives, they don't fulfill any rights. Don't spend time with their wives. they are involved in haram somewhere else all the time. So the haram woman out of the question. Even your halal woman, your daughters you love them, your mother you love, your sisters you love, your granddaughters you love, but my heart is not for you people, my heart is only for Allah. And from their side also, they also, they will fulfill the husband's rights and the wife's, the children's rights, but the heart is, that is what is required. The total, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My living and my dying, everything is solely, only for Allah Ta'ala. كِهْ رَحَا هِيَ اَخْتَرْ بَبَانْگِ دُحَلْ. What the ash'ar Hazrat has presented. Hazrat says that, اختر, I am saying this, and I'm saying it at the top of my voice. Babang, bang means to like give azan, shout, announcement, a person shouts. Duhal is the drum that you beat. You want to make an announcement, draw the attention of the people, and you are beating on the drum loudly so that everyone gives their attention. And now you are saying something. What is Hazrat saying in that condition? Behre ulfat ka koi bhi sahil nahi. The sea of the love of Allah has got no shores. Yeah, you can't reach the end. So yeah, you just swim all the time in the love of Allah. And as you go, Allah makes you the, gives you the strength to swim more. And as you are going further, more and more beautiful gardens open. What treasures Allah opens on the way. And you just carry on till when your maut will come. And it will be said, Ayya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan waradiyya. And fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. A person will move in this direction. So this is where that person who makes an effort and he gives his heart. You just show your little inclination and Allah will draw you. Man taqarraba ilayya shibran, a person who comes a handspan to me, I go to him ba an arm's length. A person who comes an arm's length, I go 2 arms length. A person who comes walking, I go running. That of course Allah is free of all these type of things, but it means how you make the initiative. You have that inabat, and in your heart, if Allah puts that love, you get drawn. And the magnet of Allah then just pulls you all the time. And then you, nothing of this dunya can distract you then. Not your business, not your family, not your house, not all the other things. You just get drawn to Allah. May Allah bless us with this reality. Very fortunate is that person who is blessed with this true reality. MashaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Muhammad al-Shahar of Abilah al-Shaykh Arif Billah Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtasar Nabur Allah Marqadahu. Its title is Wasate Qalbi Aashika Arzo Sama Se Kam Nahi. Ashke Rawane Aashika Najmu Sama Se Kam Nahi. اشک روان عاشقاں نجم السما سے کم نہیں ان کا یہ خون آرزو ان کا یہ خون آرزو عہد وفا سے کم نہیں اشک روان عاشقاں نجم السما سے کم نہیں جو ہے ادائے خواجگی پنہا اسی میں ہے کرم جو ہے ادائے خواجگی پنہا اسی میں ہے کرم ان کی رضا بھی دوستوں ان کی عطا سے کم نہیں
ان کی رضا بھی دوستو ان کی عطا سے کم نہیں، ان کی نظر کے حوصلے رشک شہان کائنات، ان کی نظر کے حوصلے رشک شہان کائنات، وسعت قلب عاشقاں وسعت قلب عاشقاں عرض و سما سے کم نہیں، ان کا یہ خون آرزو عہد وفا سے کم نہیں، یا رب یہ درد دل تیرا سارے مرض کی ہے دوا، یا رب یہ درد دل تیرا سارے مرض کی ہے دوا، ہے یہ مرض تیری عطا، ہے یہ مرض تیری عطا جو کہ شفا سے کم نہیں، ان کا یہ خون آرزو عہد وفا سے کم نہیں، نفس کو کر دے تو فنا، نفس کو کر دے تو فنا، باقی رہے نہ کچھ انا، نفس کو کر دے تو فنا، باقی رہے نہ کچھ انا، راہ میں ان کی ناز و کبر، راہ میں ان کی ناز و کبر جور و جفا سے کم نہیں، ان کا یہ خون آرزو عہد وفا سے کم نہیں، یہ بھی کرم ہے آپ کا جس کا میں اہل بھی نہ تھا، یہ بھی کرم ہے آپ کا جس کا میں اہل بھی نہ تھا، یعنی جو درد دل دیا، یعنی جو درد دل دیا دونوں سرا سے کم نہیں، ان کا یہ خون آرزو عہد وفا سے کم نہیں، ان کی عطا خواجگی میری ادا بندگی، ان کی عطا خواجگی میری ادا بندگی، لیکن میرا قصور بھی، لیکن میرا قصور بھی میری ادا سے کم نہیں، لیکن میرا قصور بھی میری ادا سے کم نہیں، جلوہ حق کے سامنے حیرت سے بے زبان سہی، جلوہ حق کے سامنے حیرت سے بے زبان سہی، پھر بھی سکوت عشق کا اس کی صدا سے کم نہیں، پھر بھی سکوت عشق کا اس کی صدا سے کم نہیں، اختر ہمارا درد دل بزم میں بے نوا سہی، اختر ہمارا درد دل بزم میں بے نوا سہی، لیکن کسی کی چشمِ نم، لیکن کسی کی چشمِ نم اس کی نوا سے کم نہیں، اشک روان عاشقاں نجم السما سے کم نہیں، ان کا یہ خون آرزو عہد وفا سے کم نہیں.
میری نظریں آپ کو اتنی ڈھونڈ رہی، ماشاء اللہ آپ اتنا دور سے آئے تو یہاں تو قریب آئے، ماشاء اللہ. کون سا یہ ہے مانا؟ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. وسعت قلب عاشقا ارض و سما سے کم نہیں. اللہ اکبر. The spaciousness of the hearts of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala is not less than the space of the heavens and the earth. In other words, the hearts of the lovers of Allah are very, very big. They all the time they are in dua for the whole creation of Allah. For every ant, for every bird, for every animal, they are busy making dua that Allah gives everyone afiyat, salamati. You see some old lady, a non-Muslim black lady carrying a heavy parcel, and your heart just melts that, Ya Allah, make it easy. I can't do anything, but you are everyone. For everyone, those like that, that is the heart of a lover of Allah. On the other hand, yeah, now we feel that I also do this, but we can't forgive our wives. We can't tolerate our wives, and that's it. We get fooled that we are a whole world. We got fikr. And we got love for the whole creation of Allah Ta'ala. But your immediate, your workers, you can't overlook, you can't forgive. You can't pay them right also. Whatever little zulm you're making, that also you want them to tell you, Jazakallah. Hey, you're not fulfilling their rights also. And you want them to, I haven't got a boss like this. Hey, but how much of their rights you don't fulfill. And just little bit something, somebody tell you, you got so lot fikr and all the, everyone. But just every one of us think, what is our relationship with our wives, with our children, with our family, etc. So the real lovers of Allah, their hearts are very big. One great buzurg in Makkah Sharif, a crook stole his money, his purse, in which he had all his money. He didn't worry, he carried on. That person hardly went a few steps and he became blind. So then he started pleading. He said, this buzurg, I stole his money, that's why this happened. People came to the buzurg and they pleaded with him, make him up. He said, immediately I made it jais and halal for him. And what can I do if Allah Ta'ala has done that to him? So the true lovers of Allah, their hearts are very, very big. And we must think how many people we can't forgive, we can't overlook. We say, I can't forget, I can't forgive. I'll never forgive you till the day of Qiyamah. And our tahajjud, we are crying in tahajjud. And this is our attitude. So this reality, we have to reach reality, not fool ourselves. Ashke rawa, ashke ashika, najmus sama se kam nahi. These are that lovers of Allah whose hearts are so big. Their continuous tears that come from their eyes, they are not less than the stars of the sky. Like the stars of the sky, oh, so high, so great, etc. But the tears of these lovers of Allah, in other words, their duas to get their attention. Our brother Yusuf Gundiwala, many years ago when Hazrat was here at Maulana Hussein Bayat's place, he told Hazrat he saw a dream in which he saw that me, that I went up to the sky and became a star. So in the dream he was surprised. He said, why didn't I become the moon or the sun? So Hazrat said, where will he become the sun or the moon? When his sheikh is akhtar, a star, he will become akhtar, he won't become qamar, or he won't become shams. So anyway, this continuous tears that come from the lovers, the true lovers of Allah, whose hearts are so big, they are no less than what the position of the stars are in the sky. Unka ye khoon arzu ehde wafa se kam nahi. And the tears of theirs, which are of blood, they are not less than that promise we made to Allah when Allah asked us, Alastu bi rabbikum. In other words, there we all agreed, yeah, we forgot. These people's tawajjuh, their dua will make a person that he will fulfill just like that promise, he will become conscious again. And alhamdulillah, we can only make shukr to Allah. How many of our friends, brothers, sisters, mothers, daughters from around the world, how they appreciate and how their lives have changed and they are turning to Allah Ta'ala. So this is really the company of our Shaykh, with this our Shaykh's majlis, and by the barakat of our Shaykh, how many people around the world their lives are changing and how they are turning to Allah, and the words of appreciation. And what one ex judge who is in America, Allahu Akbar, the titles he writes, you can't even imagine. Aise alqab likhte hai, what titles he writes, all this in that appreciation. So this is those lovers of Allah, and our Shaykh, Allah gave him what a position, and to get his du'as, his tawajjuh, is a very, very great thing. From how many cities, Shaheen? 275 about. At this moment, about 275 cities, you can't pronounce the names also. From where and where, mashallah, and where also. Man Abdurrahman is from across the border. How many brothers from where and where they have come, special just for the majlis. Ulama, other people, all have come. Oh, what is this? Why have we come? What are we going to get here? We're going to get some dish outs or something. But this, the big dish out. Yes, you're going to get dish outs. This Allah bless us with the outer of His love and connection with Him. Whole families are coming. Hey, mashallah. Where can we have ever thought of this but Allah's fazl, and all to learn the love of Allah Ta'ala. Jo hai ada khaj hajgi nipa usi mein hai karam. And what works of Allah Ta'ala, Allah does adai khajgi, the king. What the office of the king, how the king treats his subjects, etc. There is hidden in there all the kindness of Allah. Sometimes outwardly it looks like you met up with an accident, heart attack. But if you have that connection with Allah, it's only good. A mother sometimes stops her child, no juice for you. He's got a bad cough, he's got a cold, so no juice. So outwardly it looks that she's making zulam on him. But it is filled with the karam of the mother. Her great love. She also, it hurts her. She also wants to see the child happy. She don't want to see the child unhappy and happy and crying and begging for the juice, and the mother is hiding it away or whatever she's doing. But why she's doing it? For the child. So Allah's also whatever. So that a person who has got that marifat of Allah, that in which mutmain baithe hai ya Rabb, ke tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. We are sitting content, O Allah, that you are the hakim, only your authority works. But it is governed by your wisdom. It's not just left wild and you just, what anyone just do anything, give this person heart attack, this person cancer, that person motor car accident. No, everything what Allah Ta'ala does is filled with wisdom. And that person who can understand and accept it, that problem of his also, he's happy. That it is from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Where there is true love, and even if your wife gives you a smack because she wants to keep you right, you'll also tell her, you'll give her the other cheek. Give me another slap. Yeah, you spoke on the phone, you with another auntie a bit softly, she got cross, she gave you one slap. And if you are true and genuine, you won't defend yourself. You won't find fault. You'll say, give me another one. Because she wants you exclusive for her. So that is why she gave you that slap. So you'll give you the other side of the cheek also. But when there isn't, you're a big fight there. And on small things in Saudi Arabia recently, a divorce took place just because the woman got off the car, she didn't close the door. Husband told her, close the door. And she was in a hurry to go in the house on that affair. And all these things sound small, unbelievable, trivial things, all these things. But where you have Allah Ta'ala, then it is a complete different thing. جو ہے ادائی خاجگی نپا اسی میں ہے کرم پنہا اسی میں ہے کرم ان کی رضا بھی دوستو ان کی عطا سے کم نہیں. Now in which Allah is pleasure, in which is Allah's pleasure, it's not less than the gifts that He gives us. Whatever Allah has decided for you is the pleasure of Allah. Outwardly you don't like it, but it is not less than the open gifts of Allah in which you also are happy. In other words, Allah Ta'ala brings some problems also upon you. And in that problems also, those problems are nothing less than the ni'mats of Allah. But this is only for those people who understand, first of all, it is from Allah. Who understand, secondly, that what Allah does for me is only the best. That whatever Allah has done is the best for me. He knows me and He knows me better than myself. What He has decided for me, I'm paralyzed now for life. Allah save us all. I've become blind for life now. But Allah has kept me in that way. I'm happy with that. There's not an easy maqam to reach there, to be happy with all that. So this is that a person is satisfied in all and this can only happen first when you have iman, when you accept not only the words of iman, you're a Muslim, you make namaz, you even make tahajjud, but you haven't accepted that there's only one rule and order in the world, and that is of Allah. You still feel, I can do things, I can change things, I have got power, I'll do this. But when you accept it is from Allah, and rada bil qada, you totally surrender yourself to Allah tabaraka ta'ala, then that person, he finds this great enjoyment that he understands, and he's sitting very mutma'in baithe hai ya Rab, ke tu hakim bhi hai, tu hakim bhi hai. So this, if a person reaches, this is where we have to move to. We only get happy when Allah's ni'mats come. Any problem, the most we will say that ma sha Allah wa ma qaddar Allah, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. But to accept it wholeheartedly, this is not less than the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Unki nazar ke hosle rashke shahane kainat, and that Allah Ta'ala looks at you with kindness. All the kings of the world envy that one look of kindness of Allah towards a person. And this is what really a person, inna lillahi nafahat. There are certain moments in a person's life that Allah gives a person, and just the doors open wide for a person. And Allah Himself is in ghaib, but Allah has kept this with His ashiqan, His awliya. And when we get that moments that we have pleased somebody, and this is a great thing to get the du'as of the Ahlullah. One lady from UK wrote a very beautiful point, which was made by Maulana Islamul Haq Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was our ustad in Deoband. He went to UK, he was in Randair. And he was in UK, his son explained that don't ask Allah Ta'ala that you love Allah. Ask Allah for His love. You love somebody, but that person doesn't love you. You got a problem. What is your love worth? You love somebody, you don't know how to fulfill the rights of that person. That person, what his desire, and this is also something very important to learn. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was invited by one villager, gaon ke aadmi. So he asked Hazrat, what will you have? So Hazrat, in his humbleness, simplicity, said, Dar I will have. So he only had Dar. So Hazrat said, you did what I liked, but you also had, you didn't do what you like to offer me also. What I asked for, you gave me. But what your desire was to feed me, that you haven't done that. So you love somebody, and you, according to your level, You praise the person, but sometimes you are insulting him. You are thinking, I'm praising him. But if you get his love, then you got no worry. So the love of Allah is the superior thing. And when Allah's love will come, it will guide your love also. Your love is very amateur. Is very, very weak, your love. But Allah's love for you, that is what a person must ask for. And when Allah showers his love on a person, Allah gives him understanding. Hazrat used to explain that one king died. The parliament decided that the person who comes the first to the gates of the palace the next day will make him the king. Allah shan. The person who came was a beggar. And beggar, his seven progeny generations, all beggars. They decided to make, they made him the king. They put him on the throne. And now he had to decide all the matters, parliament sitting, what to do in this matter, what to do. 100% correct decisions. Round about 12 o'clock is his time to go rest to in his bedroom. So he asked two of the courtiers to come and put their arms under his armpit. And like a king, take him to his bedroom. Not just that he walks, but take him like a king. So they said, Huzur Maaf, you were a beggar till this morning. You're seven generations beggars. What you people know of the adab, the etiquette of being a king and to make correct decisions for the country? What did he reply? That Allah who put me on this throne, what is it difficult for that Allah that in a jiffy, in a second, he teaches me all this? From there we should learn also, really we think without matric, without some degree, we can't earn our rosy. Where? Our aqidah. And how many, so to say, good pious people, but the education for their children, university, secular education, for us, without that we can't do. Whereas we know what our daughters are getting involved in. We sweep it under the carpet, we act ostrich that, no, my daughter will never do anything, my son will never do anything. But we know what is happening there. And how can she get saved from all that? And yet we are pious people. We are religious people. So when Allah wants to, He doesn't need any certificates, any degrees. Rosie is solely in the hands of Allah. We say that on the one side, but our actions belie totally. That we believe we must have dunya's things. We must have, without a shop you can't. One great buzurg with his murids, huge amount of murids, I think about 10,000. They went to a masjid, it was time for asr or so. They made namaz, and before murids used to travel with huge, huge kaflas. So the imam sahab got worried, he asked, your food arrangement has been made, otherwise I'm the imam. You came to my masjid, I have to now see to it, he's worried. So he said, I will answer you afterwards, let me repeat my namaz first. I made your namaz behind you, your iman, you haven't got iman. According to their level, not our level, it's jais, there is nothing wrong. To their level. So he repeated his namaz. If you haven't got yaqeen that Allah will feed, you haven't got that iman also, so how can my namaz be correct behind you also? So, to have that yaqeen that Allah is the doer. And we have to work towards that. Our iman, we think I got strong iman. We South Africans, we are very good. Good strong iman we got. And other people, they are lost cases. Our own, we got no tikkana still. And we have to make an effort and move towards pleasing Allah Ta'ala. وُسَّتِ قَلْبِ عَاشِقَا أَرْضَوْسِ كَسَمَا سِكَمْ نَهِ. The spaciousness and the bigness of the hearts of the lovers of Allah is not less than the heavens and the earth. They got extremely big hearts. How they forgive, how they, and their du'as. Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, a person who makes du'a for the fish in the water, the birds in the air, the animals in the jungle, for the whole creation of Allah, that person becomes a qutub, an abdal. He is raised to that position, to have that big heart. But we haven't got hearts to even forgive our immediate family people. Ya Rab, ye darde dil tera, sare maraz ke hai dawa. Oh Allah, this hurt of the love of Allah is the cure for every illness. If we really want the cure, it is to find the love of Allah. And not only the love, the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That hurt you feel in your heart. And that I mustn't displease Allah. Allah must be happy with me. All the time you are worried about that. Yeah, we are more worried of the creation. To make the people happy, to impress the people. Whether the laws of Allah are broken, that doesn't matter. But we want to impress people. So this is that pain of the love of Allah is the cure for every disease, for pride. People ask all these questions. I got pride. I do a lot of backbiting. I've got this disease, weakness in my namaz. Looking at other women, the cure of all of this is that intense love of Allah, which is hurting a person. That will save a person from all. And to get that, one major cause which Ahlullah has established, which is from Quran and Hadith, is Zikrullah. A person who does his Zikr properly, he will get that love of Allah. And then he will enjoy his Zikr. And you don't have to make much, even little bit. And tilawat of Quran Sharif, the greatest means to get pulled to Allah Ta'ala. And when you will get that, then all these other diseases will just fall off. You won't have to give up gunas. Gunas will leave you and run from you. Like in autumn, you don't have to shake the tree to get the leaves down. Your back breaks picking up the leaves. To keep the garden clean, your back breaks. How much leaves you going to pick up? Your gunas will just fall off like that. Hey, ye maraz teri ata jo ke shifa se kam nahi. And this disease, the sickness of the pain of your love is not less than the cure. In other words, I love this disease. I don't want it to go. That I want this disease to increase all the time. As a poet had said, that ajib is the sabak of in the madrasa of the love of Allah. Whoever learnt his sabak, no chutti for him. He has to get more. Yeah, in the other, you know your sabak, alright, go, you today off. You know your sabak, go half an hour earlier home. Yeah, the more you know your sabak, the more you are kept in. The love of Allah will captivate you even more. And you will be happy. That student who tells his ustad, I don't want chutti. I want to stay. Who enjoys it like that, what to say of that student? Nafs ko kar de tu fana, baqi rahe na kuch ana. Annihilate your nafs. This is what is required. That my ana must, and to such an extent that you must annihilate, destroy, finish your nafs, that you don't even realize I finished it. That your existence you don't even realize. Mashura was taking place. They didn't ask you. The thought also didn't came, they asked me. In fact, if they ask me, I get surprised. I must. Where am I fit for this? You are total annihilated. A person was going, making salam with everyone. He didn't make salam with you. And you didn't, the thought also didn't come to you that he didn't make salam with me. If that thought came, your ana is still alive. That I'm somebody, why didn't he make, why he overlooked me? Why he bypassed me? Why didn't he make salam with me? But, and if he makes salam, me, I'm, what a buzurk he is. He thought of me. What akhlaq he got. He made salam. I'm not fit for it. Where are my hands fit to touch his hand? When this annihilation comes, that is where a person has to reach. Where you even don't realize your existence anymore. That nobody asks you how they treat you, etc. That you don't even worry about it. And ask ourselves, the wife just have to say one thing. And then see our anger. How we become. And yet we think, I finished my nafs. I'm a big buzurg. I got no nafs. But small things irritate us. Anyone, whoever does something, how it irritates us. Rahme unki naz o kibar, joro jafa se kam nahi. In the path of Allah Ta'ala, this naz and kibar. Naz, this pride. The naz, that I'm somebody. Kibar, pride. This is not less than making zulam and having a bad relation with Allah Ta'ala. So this is one thing, and very, very important to destroy that pride which is in a person. To annihilate himself, this is the soul of suluk. that a person annihilates. We, many of us, we feel that maybe we're getting up for tahajjud, lot of nafil rozas, I'm a big buzurg. But if that nafil rozas and your tahajjud is bringing pride in you, and you thinking you're better, you don't say it with your words, but inside your heart it is coming, that I'm better, I dress properly. Look at these people, how they dress. I'm in the khanka, look at this tabligh people, what they are doing. I'm in tabligh, look at this person, he's a khankai, but what he's doing. You are no Western. Eh? That you completely annihilate yourself. Ye bhi karam hai aapka, jiska main ahl bhi na tha. There is also your kindness, O Allah, which I was not fit of in the least, but yani jo dard dil diya, dono sira se kam nahi. That you gave me this pain of your love. It is not less than the two ends of the world. What a gift you have given me. What kings cannot dream, whatever they have got. What the richest people of the world cannot dream of. This is that love of Allah, if Allah is blessed. And it comes when a person annihilates himself. No pride left in that person. Unki atai khajgi, meri adai bandagi. Allah's gifts, Allah Akbar, the king. And me, my little presentations. What is my namaz? What is my tilawat? What am I? I am nothing. What the actions that come out from nothing, how can they be something? They are also nothing. It's only the gifts of Allah. When a person, but our eyes are on our ibadat. Our eyes is on our dressing. Our eyes on our beards. Our eyes on our things. And we don't realize that what it's, that also is from Allah. I've got nothing. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. Lekin mera kusur bhi, meri ada se kam nahi. But my faults also are not less than what I am presenting. Yeah, also buzurgs have written, no matter how weak our iman is, our namazes are, no concentration. We don't know, I made 2 rakats, I made 4 rakats. We don't know, I'm making zuhars 2 sunnats, or I'm making witters 3 wajibs. We are completely lost, which namaz I'm doing, what I'm doing, but carry on. Don't give it up. That also is nothing less. That's also a great thing by Allah Ta'ala. All what you are making, your little effort, faulty as it can be, but you carry on. Don't give up at all. I got lot of pride in me. I'm useless. No, you carry on. Whatever your condition is, you carry on. Jalwa haqq samne hayrat se be zuma sahi. And in front of Allah Ta'ala, when Allah blesses you with those, when He opens His ma'rifat on a person, and everyone is blessed with this at different times. Ya Allah, what of your favors? How great you are. You see an ant and you take sabak of Allah. You see an elephant and you take the sabak of Allah Ta'ala. The rising of the sun and you realize Allah's great qudrat. And when this comes and your tongue cannot speak, Ya Allah, how kind are you? And this, the more a person strives in this path of gaining the ma'rifat, recognition of Allah, the more Allah opens this. And then what goes through the heart of that person, nobody in the world knows. You might be lying on your bed, your wife is next to you. Maybe your children are playing around. But what Allah put in your heart at that time, what you, where you are and where you have reached, they are talking, laughing, you also joining. But they don't understand where Allah has taken you. Phir bhi sukoot ishqa iski sada se kam nahi. And at that time you are just quiet. Perhaps a tear rolls out of your eye. That quietness of yours is not less than a big bayan in which you were shouting loudly for 1 hour. That 1 minute, that 1 second, that the love of Allah, that connection that was made with Allah Ta'ala. Perhaps your eyes, tears came in your eyes. Perhaps outwardly nothing. But at that moment your closeness to Allah is not less than making loud zikr also. Making a big bayan also. That what Allah Ta'ala blesses a person. Akhtar, hamara dard dil, bazm mein be nawa sahi. Hadrat says that our dard dil, the love, the hurt and the pain of the love of Allah in a gathering, though it is without any call, without any nawa, any sada, any echo, any voice, it's just in the heart, whole majlis. Yeah, at the moment, how many people are sitting and whom Allah has blessed, they are quiet. Nobody is talking, only I'm talking. But what is going through the heart, and those that Allah has blessed, and what's going in their hearts, they are quiet, they're not speaking. Lekin kisi ki chashme nam uske nawa se kam nahi. But somebody's tears that come in his eyes is not less than his exclaiming his love of Allah Ta'ala. And this also we see how many times. How many of us are sitting here? But you can see clearly whom Allah has blessed. And you just, your heart goes for that person. This person, and the eyes show it, the face show it. It's clear to see. And then the Shaykh's heart's also open for that person. That person who has got that capacity. And there are other people who are sitting unmindful. You can see they're dreaming. They're somewhere else. They're not even here. They are in their business. Some are even in guna. While they are sitting here also. But those whose hearts are connected with Allah Ta'ala. And it's so clear to make it out. Once we had one alim, I think he was from Canada. He was making namaz in the third or fourth saf. And I was about 7, 8 saf. But I could see him in faraz namaz. Your eyes fall from the back. After I met him, I told him, where were you in your namaz? You can make it so easily out. Not from the front, from the back. You can make out a person who is connected with Allah Ta'ala. And a person who is ghafil, unmindful. You can even see that easily, that this person is bluffing. He's bluffing himself also. He's trying to bluff the gathering also. Trying to bluff the sheikh also. And you can see clearly. So those people whom Allah blesses and in that heart it comes, you can see it from their eyes. You can see it from the expression of their face, that where this person is. Allah bless us. And this is a path that no matter how weak we are, how many years have passed, we haven't, but carry on. And it is Allah's system. A person who carries on, and Allah's karam, His kindness, before mort, He will give you the reality. Even if you are an imposter, even if you are a fraud, but you tried and you carried on, and you didn't reach anywhere, but just before mort, Allah will put you on the highest pedestals, and then He will take you. So we just have to carry on.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے، خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے، شان نہیں سبحان اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، محمد رسول اللہ. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے، جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے، جنگ احد میں خون نبوت نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے، ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے، ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے، ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ، کیسا پیارا ہے اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو، عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو، غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو، نشہ عشق الہی یارو، نشہ عشق الہی یارو، چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، محمد رسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں، جس سے معاصی کے سارے وہ خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں، عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں، جس سے معاصی کے سارے وہ خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں، پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں. رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے، رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے، سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، محمد رسول اللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. انشاءاللہ tomorrow morning after the Fajr Salah will be a program taking place in front. So I'm going to request for all the brothers to participate. And then inshallah at 10 o'clock our majlis will start. Every Sunday on Yom Al-Ahad starts at 10 o'clock. So I'm going to request for the brothers to come early to be at 10 o'clock. Valuable advices are given. And inshallah at 10:30 we will be having a mashwara regarding the matters of the Khanka. So I'm going to request for all the brothers to participate. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa Ashabihi wa Barikus Salim. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولا سيما لشيخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم الأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.